Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Bet, Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about how the finder has to return the lost object to the right owner and how he ensures he's returning it to the right person. Mishnah says, Amaret ha'aveda ve'lo amar simaneha. If the person who's claiming that he lost an item says that he lost a certain object, he named the object, but he doesn't give any signs, he doesn't give any details about that item, lo yiten lo, then the finder should not give it to him. What we're saying over here is even if the real owner or the person who's coming with the claim is giving a general description of the item that he lost, but he's not giving any specific detail of what that item had on it, for example, then the finder should not give it to him. V'haramai, afa pisha amar simaneha lo yiten lo. But if you're talking about a person who is claiming to be the real owner, but he's a ramai, he's a trickster, he's dishonest, then even if he gives you the actual simanim, you shouldn't give it to him. Because we suspect that this ramai, this trickster, he knew that his neighbor lost something, he overheard a conversation with a detail about that item, and now he's trying to claim it as his own. How do we learn this out? That even if he gives the simanim, we don't give this ramai the items. Shnei emad, ad derosh achicha oto. Like the pasuk says, about a lost item, that you should ve'asaf to el toch betecha, the item should be brought into your home, ve'haya imecha, and it should be with you, ad derosh achicha oto, v'hashevo to lo, until your brother comes searching for it, and then you should return it to him. So we pick up from this pasuk, the extra words. The pasuk could have just simply said, ve'haya imecha, that lost item should be with you. Why does it have to say, in addition to that, until your brother comes looking for it? Obviously, that you have to hold until your brother comes looking for it. How else would you give it to anybody? So we expound on this pasuk, and we say, ad shetidrosh et achicha im ramayhu im eno ramay. The pasuk says, ad derosh achicha, until your brother comes looking for it. But we expound on that and we say that you have to be derosh achicha. You have to look into your brother. You have to investigate the person. Is he an honest person? Is he a dishonest person? If he's an honest person, I have to give him the item once he gives me the simanim. But if he's a dishonest person, even if he gives me the simanim, I don't return the item to him unless he has witnesses testifying that the item in question is his. When somebody finds a lost object, they're obligated to hold on to it and to care for it until somebody comes and claims it. But they're not obligated to spend money on it. They're not obligated to lose money during their taking care. And if they do, the owner would have to reimburse them for the expenses that they put into it. Here we'll talk about what a person should do to prevent expenses happening and from consuming the value of the found object. For example, let's say you have something worth $100 that was lost. The rightful owner of it doesn't want you spending away that $100 on care for the item in question, because then it takes away from the whole value of it. So you have to mitigate as much as you can how much you're going to spend on that lost item. We'll give examples. Mishnah says, Kol davar she'oseh ve'ochel, any found item that works and also eats. For example, let's say I have an ox. An ox could work, and an ox also has to eat, has to get fed. So we say, Ya'aseh ve'yochal. You should have it work, and with the money that you're getting from the work, that you're renting it out, you should feed it from that money and let it live off of that. Ve'davar she'eno oseh ve'ochel. But something, an item that does not work, but it eats. So it's only an expense. For example, let's say I have a rooster. A rooster doesn't work and it can't earn its keep. So therefore, yimacher, it should be sold, and that money that's sold should eventually be given to the rightful owner once he comes to claim the item. Shnei emar, v'hashevoto lo. Like the pasuk says, you should return it to him. So we learn from there, re'eheach teshivenu lo. You should give it to him with the best possible returns. You don't want to cause him a loss. You don't want him to come and say, oh, you have my item? And say, yeah, The rooster was worth $100, but I had to spend $100 on the upkeep, so therefore, here's your rooster, but give me $100. The person doesn't gain anything in that situation because he's paying you $100 for the item that's worth $100. So therefore, we say, sell it. Once you sell it, you have the cash. It's not going to cost you anything going forward. There's no expenses, and give him the money. You basically have to look to give as valuable as an object back to the person as you can. Mayehe bedamim, what do you do with the money after a person may sell the lost object until the owner comes and claims it. What do you do with that money? Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yishtamesh Bahen. Says Rabbi Tarfon, the person who found the item and then had to sell it is allowed to use it. He could use it as much as he wants, but when the owner comes, he's responsible to give it back to him. But in the meantime, in order to compensate him for the trouble that he had to go through to find the item and then to go sell the item, the Torah is giving him the permission to use it for his own needs until the owner comes back. Lefichach im abdu hayav be'ahru arayutan. Therefore, if the money was eventually lost before it was returned to the rightful owner, even if it was lost in an accident, then the finder is responsible for it and he has to pay the owner for his money. Since he's making use of it, we consider him to be like a shoel. A shoel is a borrower, and a borrower is somebody who is responsible for an ones or for an aveda, for something that's lost, and therefore if he lost that money in the interim, he's still obligated to pay him back. Rabbi Akiva omed lo yishtamesh pen. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to use the money for your own needs. You have to put it on the side, and eventually when the person with the claim comes, you have to pay him directly. Lefichach, im avdu eno hayav be'ahrayutan. Therefore, if it was lost by accident, he is the finder here, would not be responsible for it. He's not responsible for accidents that happened, and therefore, if the money was lost before the owner came and claimed it, he wouldn't have to pay him. There's a machlok in the Gemara. Is this person here who's holding on to the money, is he like a shomer sachar, a paid watcher, or is he like a shomer hinam, an unpaid watcher? The difference with them would be exactly how much of a compensation they would be responsible for in terms of if they lost the item or if the item was stolen. Nafkaminot brought down in the Gemara, but for all intents and purposes, according to both opinions, both of them would not be responsible for accidents. So therefore, according to the Biakiva, since the person is not allowed to use them, the money, the finder is not allowed to use the money, if it got lost by mistake, the compensation would not have to be given back to the actual owner of the item.